If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment. The question is, would you feel embarrassed if you were caught talking to yourself out loud?
Research shows that talking to yourself out loud makes you smarter. You know what else it does? Comforts you. And do you know what comforting yourself leads to? Happiness, more confidence, a brighter outlook, and the ability to help and comfort others. So where do you begin? If you don't already talk to yourself out loud on the regular, I suggest finding this beautiful little voice memo app on your phone. Open it up, push record, and have at it. Tell yourself how you are doing.
Shem, you make it sound so glamorous, man. Yes, we must take you to the villages in South Africa, man. Where if you talk about it, what happened?
I'm speaking to Dwayne Crawford, no, Puma Boy. And I'm like, do you talk to yourself? She's like, every day, even in public.
We are broadcasters.
Let me know why. They always say you must always ask the abaziyo.
Yes.
Like people that you trust, people that expect. Yeah, she said expect. Always ask our expect. And the only expect that she knows is herself.
All right.
So according to research, not me, it's more common for people to talk to themselves than not. According to one study, 96% of adults say they have an internal dialogue, while self-talk out loud is less common. 25% of the adults say they do it. So the question is, do you talk to yourself out loud? Where do you talk to yourself the most? In the car? In front of the mirror? In front of your man, maybe? What do you talk to yourself about?
Where?
In front of my man.
Yes.
I don't write her off, never.
Why?
Because no,
the clip said it makes you smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I talk to myself in my own company. When I talk
What's
to myself,
your company?
So if I'm in the car, I'm able to switch off the phone and play out. Maybe it's the life I want, or maybe there's a big argument happening or looming. So I'm already preparing what that argument is going to sound like. So a lot of the times it happens with me in the car or in the bathroom. When I'm taking a shower or when I am using lavatory services. So those are the times. Those are the times where I talk to myself.
So generally. I know growing up, you know, as a young kid, we always thought the people who talk to themselves are grown-ups.
Yep.
You know, grown-up people. But I've since realized that, no, even young people do. Especially when you're dealing with traumatic things, or where there's drama, where maybe you have an interview, maybe
you're excited,
and you find yourself talking to yourself with it, then I'll be like,
in that sloppy household, and he's not talking to an imaginary friend, no, he's talking to himself,
Billy, of course, Billy.
Like my son, like really has a conversation with himself, and he's happy. No, can't do that.
You've got a podcast superstar, Musman.
So do you not talk to yourself at all?
Well, before the shows, every time. Every time before I do my shows, I think, that's why, remember I told you that I need about two hours to myself.
Yeah.
That's where I'm talking to myself. I'm thinking of things, and sometimes they're not internal. Like, I start talking, and I'm good, right?
As there's a pep talk, talking?
I'm not even talking about the show. That's
okay.
The thing.
Okay.
I'm just talking about, like you say, life, things that you want to see.
Yeah.
Things that you love. Well, maybe you're going to take Dinil, and you want to vent out.
We keep it
out of the way, because it disturbs your emotions and everything. So yeah, that is my time to talk to myself. So I do talk to myself.
Okay.
So Kaya family, do not be shy.
Hold on.
I told you I do talk.
When?
I did mention to you that, you know, I have found myself in a situation where I was basically out loud talking. I was like, "Hi, Glenn. Oh, la la la. It has happened. It has happened. Especially when you're dealing with something. You know, like when you have an interview or there's a crisis.
First day at Kaya. First day at Kaya.
Never. Never. I'll kick you in the face again.
Do you remember the last conversation you had with yourself?
Yeah.
Is this an interview?
I'm asking you a question, Lindsay.
No, I don't remember.
You're lying.
I'm okay, tell me.
I can see you're lying. Yeah, Iblo Abo Sosela.
It was a great conversation.
For those who are serious, who want to partake in our topic today, 063-688-0952. Do not be distracted. Do not be distracted, Kaya family. Let's get this thing going. Thank you very much.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment today. Would you feel embarrassed if you were caught talking to yourself outdoor? Is it outdoor or out loud? I beg your pardon.
As long as you're not out, I'll tell you.
There's out, ne?
As long as there's
out. Yeah. Will understand.
And about you, because I was chimmy.
I was dumb, Jan.
When it comes to talking to yourself, my children do this thing where they think they are on YouTube or they'll have an audience members. They're like, okay guys, I have to go. And then they go off doing something. And I actually think I should start doing that. Talk to the people who are watching me or something, or maybe the people esamba nabo. Like, hey, asambeni guys, those kind of vibes.
Yeah, let's log in kulma ngaso ngiyasazi. Kenzeka nami ngikhulume ngedwa. Ngikhulume nami ngiyibuze ngiyiphendule futhi nje ngisuke ngikhulumela phezulu ngoba mhlawumbe nomunye umuntu ayabheka ukuthi hawu usise ukukhuluma ngoba ngithola ukuthi ngikhulumela ngedwa nje but yeah kuyenzeka ukuthi ngikhulume ngedwa and then siyakukhumbula eNewcastle I'm WhatsApping from Newcastle siyanithanda bakithi nime njalo
yazi le nto yokukhuluma iyohani le hayi isinikeza inkinga thina abanye kuma-relationship ngoba hey labo sisi laba abakhuluma babodwa ma baceda ma ungamphendula uyamuza umuntu uthi this person is speaking to herself. But hey, uzamuza ke after 3 minutes. Ngikhuluma nawe maruthulile.
But is it a good thing or a bad thing? I think in terms of speech, it can be helpful.
Okay, I'll tell you a story.
And presentations.
About, see, this is what happened this weekend. So, Stella Pan on Saturday. On Sunday, one of our friends, Usipo, comes and like, hey, I'm correct, I made it. Yeah, tell me how you feel. Wavala mesh because you can be a bang and do so cool out loud. What? When I go in Yikshella since COVID, who's the Sam Tipin? They were to like he was trying to.
Oh, wow.
And it was like,
wow, it was out loud.
Yeah, I go in Yikshella since COVID.
Why is your out loud?
Yeah.
What kind of friends do you have?
Wow,
man, that's the thing. That's why I'm actually mixing your life here.
No, but you just said something that was said by a friend of yours.
Yeah,
they're eating the cat. Like,
I'm
going to tell you about that. Like,
I took a look at you and I go, like, what should I come in a parade? You know, when you're like,
I know it.
I'm too strong, Lord.
When you're literally thinking out loud.
Eh?
When you're thinking out loud, but you shouldn't be thinking out
loud.
Yeah.
How often do you do.
I think I do often than I'd like to admit.
Yeah,
but Mina, I kind of have to. I need to hear how things sound even in the work.
Share my interview. I will share my interview. I won.
So, Mister, could you mention? That's too loud.
That's too loud.
Wow. That's too loud. You want? That's too loud.
Would you feel embarrassed if you were caught talking to yourself out loud?
Guys, now I talk to myself, Shem. I talk to myself almost every time, especially when I did something wrong. I reprimand myself. I'm go like, what were you thinking going there? What were you expecting to get? And I'm speaking to myself, shouting to myself. I speak to myself all the time. And it's a good thing. Like, I become stress-free.
Young shy lento lena won't lie, especially after Mangali lots were about to take the jackpot serious. And I'll be driving back home thinking ish, Massingi win and Jenna, Imlo and I VW, Singani Kof HR Lami, Fonilma Olet, it's my Olet, when she bond the kitchen, equal Zakositin. I want to sing investors and shy on Kelonto, and I've actually started to a point where I was giggling to myself, and this other lady saw me driving and she was laughing at me. I'm sure like, ngathi uyamerela nje kancane lokho, but yeah, it happens, especially when I'm thinking positive things, things like that are going to make you smile.
Now I talk to myself most of the time when I analyze like the conversations that I had earlier, the disagreement, like I talk to myself, was I wrong? Like I'm trying to analyze why, what makes us have that disagreement? And then if maybe I was angry, I ask myself, why was I angry? Was it like something angry, or was I being like emotional or something? So normally I also ask myself questions, like, and I get the inner me to tell me the answers.
I'm a 60-year-old and talking to myself has become a norm. Every time I find myself talking to myself, I just tell myself I'm self-employed and I'm having a meeting. Nobody worry about it.
He is having a meeting
in a boardroom.
Don't forget your SASSA cards there while you're at it.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I talk to myself quite often. I think mostly though when I'm upset and then I'm there chopping on something and then I'm quiet. And I just put the knife down like, yes. But I'm like, until my child's like, Mom, are you talking to us? I'm like, no, I'm just thinking out loud.
No. All radio DJs talk out loud to themselves. Everyone that is on a live, they talk out loud to themselves. Influencers and TikTokers, YouTubers. Actually, I think it has been normalized a lot. Everyone actually talks to themselves out loud. Even this voice note, ngikhuluma ngiyi-one phela.
So guys, living alone makes talking to yourself a normal thing because you are with yourself most of the time. So better way is to stand on the mirror. That's what I do. I stand on the mirror and I talk about how my day was and how I could have handled situations better. And sometimes when I'm walking by myself, by the mall, I talk to myself. And if I get caught talking to myself, what I do then is pretend as if I'm singing.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.